Be'ezah Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shemina, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Tshuva, the Laws of Repentance, the Sefer Ma'ad, the Book of Knowledge, which, in this Perek, we begin the discussion regarding the reward and punishment, which, as Ram had said in his introduction to the Halachas of Tshuva, that it's very much integrated into a lot of the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit, including, as Ram discusses in this Perek, the concept of Olam Haba, of the world to come. Ram begins Halacha Aleph regarding the reward of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked. Hatoiva Hatzafuna LaTzadikim Hi. The good that's hidden for the righteous is Chaye Ha'olam Haba, the life of the world to come. That's the life that doesn't have death with it. It's the good that doesn't have evil with it. This is what it says in Devarim, L'man Yitablach, that it should be good for you, Baharachta Yom, and that you will have lengthy days. Which Mepeash Mulamda from tradition, they learned, L'man Yitablach, that it should be good for you, is La'olam Shekulatav, means for the world that's all good. Baharachta Yom, you should have lengthy days, is La'olam Shekulatav, is for the world that's totally all long. That's the world to come, where it's only good, and it's forever, it has no bad, and it has no death. Tzchar Tzadikim Hu, the reward of the righteous is, she'yizku l'noyim zeh, that they merit to this delight, v'yu b'toy b'zu, and they're going to have from this good. U'firan harisham, who in the payback of the wicked is, sh'lo yizku l'chayim elu, that they don't merit to this life, eli karusu b'yimusu, rather they're cut off, and they die. V'chom mishen nezeich l'chayim elu, whoever does not merit to this life, he's the dead, because he doesn't live forever. Rather, he gets cut off in his wickedness. The Ovid Kabahima gets destroyed like an animal. This is what's cut off, that's written in the Torah. This soul shall surely be cut off. Which from tradition they learned, what's the redundancy? He cut his cut off as Boil Mazen in this world where the person dies early and he's childless. Tikkaris is going to be cut off as La'il Mabon, the world to come. Claim another, that this soul that detached from the body in this world, does not merit to the life of the world to come. But rather, even from the world to come, he is cut off. Halacha Beis continues regarding the world to come and the souls of the righteous. So Olam Haba, the world to come, in by guf u'gviya, doesn't have a body, doesn't have any physical characteristics. Ela nafshei satzadikim b'lvod b'lay guf, it's only the souls of the righteous without any body. K'malach eshar, it's like the ministering angels. Hoyl v'im by gviya is now, since there's no physical element, in by lo echid l'b'lay shtiyah, there's no eating, there's no drinking. V'lay davim mekal ha'davarim sh'guvis b'ni adam tzrichim l'm b'olam hazeh, and neither does it have any of the things that the bodies of people need to have in this world. And you're not going to have anything happen to the person that happened to the bodies in this world. For example, yeshiva v'amida, there's no sitting, there's no standing, v'sheinu, misa, and sleeping, and death, v'etzav v'schoik, and depression, and laughter, similar things like that. This is what the earliest sages said. The world to come, there's no eating, no drinking, no marital intimacy. Rather, the righteous are sitting, they have their crowns on their heads, and they have the delight from the radiance of the divine presence. So you see clearly from their statement that there's no body over there, because there's no eating and drinking. Because if there was a body, we'd need eating and drinking. Now, so then the Rambam explains, so how do we understand their phrase that they said, piece by piece? This that they said, tzadikim yoishvim, the righteous sit. I thought there's no sitting or standing. That's derech chidamer. That was metaphorical. Claim, in other words, ha tzadikim mitzuyin sham, the righteous, they are existing over there, b'loy omo b'loy yigia, without toil, without effort. That's what it means, sitting is just in a relaxed state. The chenza shamer, also this that they said, atresem b'rishim, that their crowns are on their heads. Kalimer, in other words, what does it mean? There's no crowns, no physical elements. It means das sheyadu. It means the intelligence that he acquired in their lifetime, that's a crown of splendor on their head. Shebegulola zochel ayil maba. That it was in that merit that they get the reward in the world to come, because they got the recognition of their creator. That's mitsuyimon. That exists with them. V'atara shalem, and that's their crown. Kin sham shalem, like Shlomo Melech said in Shir Hashirim, ba'atara she'etro le'imo, in the crown that his mother made a crown for him, which she didn't actually make. It's a metaphor for this wisdom. But ayoyman, like I said, the pasuk in Yeshaya, b'simchas oylam al roishim, an everlasting joy is on their heads. Now, ve'ena simchu guv, joy is not a body, k'desh t'nuach al roish, that can be placed on the head. Obviously, it refers to the wisdom. So to the crown that the sages said over here, it's the intelligence. Now, Mauser Shema, what's the next, the third part of that phrase? V'nen mezev Shechina, and they get the delight of the radiance of the divine presence. It means sheyoydim u'masigim, that they know and they attain me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'inim yoydim, what they cannot know, v'him begufa awful hashafel, when they're in the lowly and dark body as they are in this world. It's that knowledge that they cannot attain that they get in the world to come. Halacha Gimel, kol nefesh amura b'inyin zeh. Now, when we talk about the souls of the righteous in this context, regarding what it's going to be in the world to come, that's not the soul that's needed for the body, which is the nefesh hachiyuni, which is like every living creature, the body needs something to make it alive, and when the person dies, so too that's lost. No, it's the form of the soul. That's the intelligence that it acquired from its creator according to its ability. And that it attained the knowledge of the independent intellectual beings, referring to the malochim ala according to their levels, because they're only spiritual forms without a physical body. And all the other maisa bereshis, maisa merkava, all the other great mystical ideas of the world. The Yatsuda should be Arnayana Beperkrivi Mehakas Yisoyder. And this is the form that we explain in the fourth chapter from the Halochas of the Foundations of the Torah. Here Nikris Nefesh Bin Yizeh. That's what we mean when we say a soul in this context. That's what's going to be in Olam Haba. Now, regarding what is life and what's the antithesis of being cut off, so Chaim Elu, these life, Lefi She'enim On Moves, since there's no death with it in the world to come, She'enim Moves Il Moedis Aguf, because death is only from what happens to a body, the Inchem Guf. There's no body over there. So Nikru, therefore they're called Tzerdoit HaChaim, being bundled up in life. Kishnemlik says the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, V'hoisa Nefesh Adoini, and it was that the soul of my master, Tzerud B'Tzer HaChaim, is bundled up in the bundle of life, meaning the eternal life that a person is bundled in forever and will never be separated. V'zeh HaSachar, and that's a reward, She'ein Sachar L'mal, that there's no greater reward than that. Toiva, and it's the good She'in Achrei HaToiva, that there's no good after that. V'hi She'esavu Lo Kol HaNavim, and that what was desired by all the prophets that they looked and they prophesied was for this of the future reward of Olam Haba. Halacha Dalet. Now, B'kama She'emes Nikrula. Now, there's many names for this good. Derech Mashal, like in a parable, a metaphor. You have it like it says in Tehillim, Har Hashem, the mountain of Hashem, or it says over there, Mekayim Kadshei, his holy place, or like it says in Yeshaya, V'derech HaKodesh, the holy path, or like it says in Tehillim, Mechatzes Hashem, the courtyard of Hashem, or it says in Tehillim, Menoyim Hashem, the delight of Hashem, or it says over there, V'Oil Hashem, and the tent of Hashem, or it says another pasuk in Tehillim, Heichal Hashem, the sanctuary of Hashem, or it says, V'Veis Hashem, the house of Hashem, or it says another pasuk in Tehillim, Meshar Hashem, the gate of Hashem. V'chom karu lo derech mashal. The sages, they called it metaphorically, l'toy b'zu ha-mezemenes l'tzadikim, but this good that's prepared for the righteous, as a suda, as a feast. But karu lo v'chomakam, and what we call it generally throughout, is o'ilam haba, the world to come. Halacha hei, na ha-nekama, she'in nekama gedol men, and now the revenge, that there's no greater revenge than that for someone who has committed evil, is she'tikaras ha-nefesh, that the soul gets cut off, v'loy tiske lois machayim, does not merit to that life. Shemek says the pasuk Mamidbar, he cut his tekaras hanefesh ahi, that soul shall surely be cut off. Avoy nabah, it has its sin in it. V'zeh ha'avadin, and that's its destruction. Hu shekarin nois ha'navim derech mashal. This is what the prophets call metaphorically be'er shachas, the pit of destruction. Avadin, destruction. Betofte, which is a conflagration of fire. Valuka, and a leech type of a worm from the water that sucks blood. Choloshin kiloya v'ashchas hakarin la, and they call it all different types of terminology of destruction and of depletion. Because it's the wiping out that doesn't have any standing afterwards. It's the loss that never comes back. Now, look above, contrasts the first starting off with what's considered good for the body. Maybe it might be light in your eyes. This good that we're talking about of the Olam Haba of Sadama, you can imagine that you don't get for the reward of the mitzvahs of Shalom and that the person is complete in the paths of truth. What does he get but to eat and drink good food, voil tzuchas nois, he's able to have be intimate with some beautiful forms, to wear garments of linen and lace, and that he could dwell in tents of ivory, and he gets to utilize gold and silver vessels, or similar things like this. Like these foolish Arabs that they imagine, Havilim, the sinful ones, are Shtuf Mezima, that they're submerged and immersed in immorality. They imagine that's their paradise that they get for performing their good acts. But the sages and the men of intelligence, they know Shekhala Dvarma Elo, all these things, Divri Havai Vehavalhem, they're all empty and vanity. The Imbam tells us, and there's no benefit. The end of Tevah Gedele, it's Lenin Bala Mazen, it's not a great thing, for a good thing for us in this world. It's only because we are physical and we have bodies. Now all these things that we just described, Tzorcha Agufem, their needs of the body. The end of Nefesh Misavalem. And actually, the soul doesn't even desire them, and to lust after them, only because of the need of the body. That the body should have what it wants, the yamalaburi, and it should stand on its healthiness. But as man shein sham guf, but when there's no body, like it's going to be in the world to come, all these things are going to be nullified. So that's what the contrast is regarding the good of the world to come. The great good that will be for the soul in the world to come. There's no path in this world to attain and to understand it. We don't know in this world but the good of the body. And it's that we desire. But that good, is so great. It has no comparison of the good in this world, only metaphorically. But in the path of truth, to evaluate the good of the soul in the world to come, in contrast to the good of the body in this world, with food and drink, you don't have any equivalency. Rather, that good, that great good, where it will be, there's no understanding, there's no qualification and comparison for it. Husham David, this is what David says in Tehillim. How great is the goodness that you have hidden away for those who fear you, etc. We have no clue what it is. David, how much did David pine this avid desire l'chayim above for the life of the world to come? Shlomo says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Luli hamanti, if it were not that I were to believe, lidois betuv Hashem eretz chayim, to see in the good of Hashem in the land of the living. Which the Gemara darshans in the beginning of Masechta Brachos, there are dots on the word lule to say that, yeah, I know you're going to give reward to the righteous in the world to come, but I don't know if I have a portion of that or not. And that's what David was yearning for, hoping that he has a portion in the world to come. Because lule is like, had I not, meaning to say that, that he did believe, but maybe the dots are saying like it's not there, maybe he didn't believe that he would have a portion. The earliest sages already let us know that the good of the world to come, a man has no ability to understand it with its clarity. No one knows its greatness, its beauty, its intensity. The only God Himself. And that all the good that all the prophets had prophesied for the Jewish people, great wonders and splendor that we're going to have in the future, those are only regarding things of the body, that the Jewish people will have pleasure from that in the times of when Mashiach, the anointed one, will come, when the dominion will be returned to the Jewish people. But the good of the life of the world to come has no equivalency, has no comparison. And the prophets didn't even compare it or imagine it, so that should not be diminished with their comparison, because there's nothing they could use even to metaphorically describe it. This is what Yeshayo says in Sefer Yeshayah. God, no eye has seen this besides you. He asked Lamachakale what he was going to do for those who are hoping for him. Claim in other words, the good that was not seen by the eye of a prophet. And the only one that saw this is God. That's what God's going to do for the one who hopes and yearns for God. Which the sages said, all the prophets, they didn't prophesy only for the days of the Mashiach. Which is that later stage, the world to come, like it says in Yeshaya, no eye has seen it, God, besides for you. When is this time of Oil Mabah? So this that the sages call Oil Mabah, the world to come, it's not because it doesn't exist right now. And as if this world's going to be destroyed, and then that world's going to come. In the other hand, that's not the case. Elarehu matzavo oimed, it exists and it stands. Shemak says a pasuk until mashat tzavam delariyachad, that which you hid for those who fear you, pa'al to begamer, that you made, etc. In other words, it's around, it's just hidden. They didn't call it the world to come. It's only because that life, boyin leilo adam, comes to the person after he lives in this world. Which we exist in the state of a body and the soul. This is the first thing a person encounters. But the oil mabo is around. It's just that a person doesn't get to experience it first. He first goes through this world and then he goes through the next world. But it's not that it's going to come, but it's the person's reality that's going to get it afterwards.